what you have to realize is that is the biggest drop in history. In fact, the drop was greater than after 9/11. And also what you have to remember, Joe, is that it's already been under pressure. The depth that markets have fallen is quite incredible.
Were you surprised that the House of Representatives, half of the U.S. Congress, failed to pass this buy-in or bailout, whatever you want to call it?
You know what surprised me? I was surprised because I have great respect for Paulson. The work that he's done to try and turn things around, he has worked tirelessly. I have a great respect for Bernanke. I think they are clever men. They understand the market that they're in. They didn't create it, and what they're trying to do is to correct what's gone wrong in the past. You know, they're almost as ashamed as everybody else is about Wall Street, but that doesn't help anybody. You know, the thing is to try and resuscitate the global economy first, of course, to resuscitate the U.S. economy, and then hopefully the global economy from that. But they have warned Congress that if you don't let this package go through, the consequences will be dire. The U.S. will go into a tailspin. The U.S. economy will start falling even further from where it is now. That's going to mean more job losses and more pain for the taxpayer, whom some people in Congress are trying to protect. That's the biggest fear, and they put this forward. Even respectable magazines like The Economist, who've come out and said, look, we don't know what the perfect package is, but they say some package has to be passed. It's better to have a bad package than no package at all. And suddenly we're finding ourselves at this stage with no package.
It seems as if an election year has something to do with it, not just with the presidential candidates, but if you look at some of those who voted against it, they're in very, very tight races. And rather than offend their constituents, they felt it might be better to at least reject it at this point to show that they're standing up against it. What is your view of when you have hundreds of men and women working on this sensitive issue? Can you reach a real consensus?
Well, that's an I can't understand. You know, we're outsiders. We're in South Africa here watching from an outsider. So we don't understand the sensitivities of the race. But even listening to some of the arguments, some of the people who voted against the package are citing the United States, a great nation. It's always been built on the free market principles, and therefore don't abandon those principles. Let the market decide itself. But it's too late for that. You know, to get free market adjustments, for example, adjusting the accounting law so you don't have to mark to market, bringing in some tax concessions, and all issues around that are going to take weeks and months to push through, by which stage I think bank lending would have frozen up and the U.S. economy would have just ground to a halt. So I think it's too late for that. You know, we need a package urgently. We need to bring confidence into the U.S. economy. We need bankers to feel confident that they will be able to rebuild their balance sheets, that they'll be able to lend, and also to sell some of those assets to the government, part of the Treasury package. And who knows, along the way, they might even turn these into profit.
Now, when you look at the U.S. economy and you see what's going on, do you start to look to other economies like China or India, for example, for better investments rather than looking at the United States?
Yes, definitely. And I think one of the issues we were expecting, and I think where this is maybe where we've been a bit disappointed, is that we thought that the huge growth in China, the development of the emerging markets would help fill the void of a slowdown in the U.S. economy. But unfortunately, it just shows you that this is a crisis of different proportions. I think this is more a crisis of banks rather than a crisis of economies. I still believe that the Chinese economy, even our own South African economy, is doing pretty well. We're still shipping out iron ore to China. We're still pulling out gold out the ground and platinum and so on. Joe, the big problem is that people lose confidence. And once confidence goes, they don't want to do anything. They don't want to expand their minds or undertake a new project. They see what's happening in the United States. Also, another very important thing is that our banks are tied to global banks. You know, all banks are tied in terms of credit lines, etc. And as those credit lines are withdrawn or withheld, so it becomes even tighter for, say, South African banks to gain these credit lines to extend to their trade partners or to the companies with whom they trade.
What about the countries surrounding South Africa or elsewhere on the continent, those much smaller emerging economies, should they worry?
Probably not, other than fear that a lot of the ventures which we're starting to see there may be put on hold for whatever reason. simply a lack of confidence and fear that the global economy will go into recession.
Let me just ask you about a couple of words that you used, such as feel and confidence. Is this really a crisis of confidence?
No doubt about that. And it starts with the banks. Joe, the central banks or the reserve banks or the Fed, you know, Fed Reserve, has made billions of dollars available to lend. But the banks are very nervous to actually lend it out. So even though the money is available to them, they're very scared. They're protecting their balance sheets. They're holding back on lending to other banks who in turn feel the pressure and in turn start to collapse.